Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Wow, it's a beginning of a new decade. A brand new year 2020 that we have all waited to see. We give all glory to God for sparing us to see this glorious year. And I can only pray that this year will bring to us a merry and happy returns. Above all, I wish us all a very bullish year with net-breaking returns in Jesus' name. Good morning all, and welcome to this first episode of your World Class on Radio for year 2020. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. There is no doubt the year 2020 will be full of many market activities with consequent gyration in the market arena. On this program today, we are going to be reviewing the market activities for last year and as well preview the possibilities for the year 2020. The last I spoke with Malam Garba Karufi, he promised to talk with us again soon. Today, it's a great privilege to have him again on this first episode of the program for the year. Malam Kasimu Garba Karufi is the MD CEO, APT Securities and Fund Limited. Good morning, sir, and happy new year to you.
Yeah, the same thing to you. Good morning.
The All-Share Index for Nigerian Stock Exchange declined by 14.60% in the year 2019 as the market capitalization grew by 10.56%. Sir, 2019 was a very eventful year with lots of up and down in the economic activity. Can you quickly take us through the economic activities last year as it affects the Nigerian capital markets?
Well, I think the 2019 will stand at air that we really heavily lost. Because I can tell you, since the coming of this regime, we never ever lost as much as 2019. However, because of the listing some of the major company, MTN in particular, make some saving. And that is why our loss ended with 14%. Because when you look at it, the market capitalization still increased by 10%. So technically, had it been the market did not increase by 10%, the all share index could have lost 25%. Because remember, these companies that come to the market have made some gain. And those gains reduce the extent of our loss that we could have recorded for 2019. So we can say that the coming of the MTN in particular serve as a blessing to save our loss, to reduce it to 14.5%, but it could have been much higher than even 20. So that is one of the up and down of this. But the beauty of it, the 2019 will ever remain a historical year in the history of the capital market for two reasons. The telecom line that we have been looking for a decade now come to be a first. Airtel is listed, MTN is listed. These two companies have increased our market capitalization by more than 25%. And this is a plus to the market. Not only that one, our mutual funds have hit 1 trillion market capitalization. And this is a plus to our market. If you compare that, in 1999, our mutual fund is less than 200 million. Today we are talking of 1 trillion market capitalization of the mutual fund. So all this add to it and stand that 2019 as a year that ever be in the history of the capital market.
Considering government policies for 2019, spilling into this year, which specific policy can you say one should give a close watch that will shape the market's direction this year?
Well, both the monetary policy and the fiscal policy will shape this year. Take the monetary policy. The policy by the CBN governor that loan deposit ratio, LDR, should be a minimum of 65% of your total deposit, forced many banks to run away from the money market. And I'm telling you, up to the end of the last year, most of the institutional investors were piercing banks with their phone, but the banks were rejecting it and asking for only 5% or less. And this is because the CBN shows their seriousness by the end of the third quarter, that is September 2019, where the banks were punished for not meeting of the minimum loan deposit ratio of 60%. Now CBN have hijacked it to 65%, it make most of the bank to know that this is a serious matter. And most of the bank, they choose and decided not to go and start pursuing deposit at whatever rate as they do in the previous year. This single policy crashed the interest rate in the money market from 15% to less than 7%. TBS has come down. This really going to help the money, the capital market, because a lot of people may not likely to keep their money in the bank looking for 4 or 5%. If you look at it with an inflation of 12%, it means a negative return. Because the inflation is 12%, you place your money at 5%, then you are going to have a negative return of 7%. Well, some of our banking shares can give you 12 to 14 or even 15% in terms of dividend yield. So I see a rebound back to the capital market because of that policy. The other policy that also helped is the excluding the institutional investor and high net worth individual from participation into treasury bill and the OMO. These two policies also will push most of the institutional investors, particularly the PFs and high net worth individual, to move into the capital market. That in terms of the monetary policy. Now, because of the loan deposit ratio, most of the banks are willing for a viable project to fund. And this increase the accessibility by most of the private company into the fund at a cheaper rate. And that will increase their production, and also that will reduce the cost of their production in terms of the fund, and that will add value to the most of these private company and manufacturing company and the PLC company. So we see more better return for their 2020. The other policy that we think that is going to help a lot of our company is the closure of the border. There is no doubt. Most of our border are so porous that a lot of the imported product get into this country without paying an import duty. And this make it cheaper and more competitive to our local production. Now with this serious closure of the border, it boosts the productivity of the local companies, and we expect that a better return for 2020. These are some of the policy that really going to help the market. In the other way around, there is a policy that will affect the market. The increasing of the BAT between 5% to 7.5%, that is 50% increase, will also affect the market, because most of the formal company that are listed, they have no choice than to pay the BAT. But don't forget, this BAT is not easily pushed into the market. Check the newspaper. Today, the price remains the same, and they have to pay BAT. That means reducing their margin. Check most of the other transportation and the other production system, even the telecom, you'll see that these services will really affect the assets, because when you cannot push it to the customer, the only way out for you is to absorb it, and therefore by reducing your margin. And therefore the increase of the BAT will definitely sure reduce the margin declared by most of the quoted company, because the informal sector are still free from BAT. You hardly see anybody people BAT for the transport because you are not captured. If you go to where they are selling foods and beverages and the cow meat and what have you, you will see them. They are not affected by the BAT because up to now they are informal and they have not yet devised a way of capturing this. So we can say that most of the companies that are quoted who have the formal way of presentations in, they will end up absorbing the BAT rather than the individuals.
Thank you, Sam. So let's talk about our budgets. Obviously, the circle has experienced a shift with the new window. What good do you think this will do our markets and economy at large?
If you look at it, we are still developing. So the large spender is the government. And because governments tend to be the large spender, starting the budget right from January, meaning that more of the capital expenditures will be executed. And once the carpet works, you will see that multiplier effect. If you spend 1 trillion in the capital expenditure, the multiplier of that 1 trillion, by the end of the year, it can be up to 2 times. It can go to 2 trillion. And therefore, we are anticipating that starting the budget from January will make more spending in the capital expenditure, and the multiplier effect to the economy is going to be very tremendous. So we are expecting the budget will really help the economy and especially the capital market.
Thank you, sir. With your projection of how the economy will fare this year, which specific industry can you readily recommend for investments?
I look at so many. First, I look at the insurance industry. If you look at their index, it was marginally lost by last year. But now, since the capitalization has been shifted to the December end in 2020, we are likely going to witness more activity in the insurance sectors, and therefore we are expecting more rebounding in that sector. The other sector is the consumer of goods and beverages. When you look at that indexes, they lost heavily last year than any other one. An average lost 20%. But some individual company under consumer, you see that they have lost more than that. Take, for instance, PZ. PZ lost more than 50%. And therefore, we are expecting that some of these industries are likely going to bounce back easily. The other one that we are expecting is the cement industry. The cement industry did not play well last year. We are believing that this year will be a rebounding back because of the capital expenditure, whereby there will be more capital projects and more consumption of cement, and therefore we are expecting that the prices of the stock like Dangote Cement, Lafarge, are likely going to rebound back seriously. If you remember, these stocks were trading more than 2 times the current price they were trading before. Therefore, rebounding in this stock are likely going to happen. And we are seeing that this is a stock one to watch. The other stock that you watch for this year is the banking stock. I have no doubt in me. A stock that pay you 14%, 13% in dividend yield are likely going to be grabbed both by the foreign investors and the local investors. Because even on the dividend yield, you are hedged against of the inflation. Aside that one, they are more illiquid. And because they are liquid stocks, you will see more activities into that. And therefore, we are anticipating more activities in the banking sector. So banking sector is likely going to be affected in 2020.
All right, sir. Audited reports of companies are expected to begin to hit the market soon. How do you expect the market will react, judging by the past market reaction?
Market will react positively, especially when the results are fantastic. Just today, you have seen Vitafoam have released their result. If you look at it, there is increase, marginal increase in the turnover, but when it comes to the profit, their profit increased by more than 200%. And therefore, look at the dividend they are paying. All this attracts the investors. And therefore, even right from today, you see Vitafoam is rising. These are likely going to affect other sectors. So we believe that any company that comes with a good result, investors will be willing and ready to invest into those stocks, especially those that pay up to 10% or double-digit dividend yield. Because in a country where the inflation is about 12%, and the money market interest is in single digit, you will see people will rush to the capital market to hedge against the inflation.
All right, sir. Lastly, please give us your specific stocks pick for year 2020.
Well, from the result I see for the Vitafoam, is one of the stocks that I have no doubt in me that it will go. The Dangote Cement say they are going to buy back. I have very full confidence that this stock will do. If you look at what translated in UECN, moved from 4 naira 50 kobo to about 8 naira, I expect a similar thing may likely going to affect PZ and Glasgow Cement. So these stocks are likely also to bounce back. But more or less is the banking. I see banking particularly in the Access Bank, in the Zenith Bank, GTB, ETI, UBA. Many of these banks are likely going to bounce very well. And I expect their result will come on time.
Thank you for your time again, sir. This is how far time permits us today. But you can join our 24-hour stock market conversation on Telegram. Simply call the following numbers to join. 0803-2244-723. 0803-2244-723. And 0816131-8569. 0816131-8569. I'll surely come your way again, same time, same station. Until then, bye for now and enjoy the rest of your day.